Numbers chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, who went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their travels according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord Jehovah. And these are their journeys according to their travels. And they departed from Ramesses in the first month Nisan, March-April, on the 15th day of the first month. On the morning after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. Because the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord Jehovah had stricken among them. The Lord Jehovah also executed judgments upon their gods. And the children of Israel removed from Ramesses, and pitched in Succoth. And they departed from Succoth, and pitched in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they removed from Etham, and turned again to Pihahiroth, which is before Baalzephon, and they pitched before Migdal. And they departed from before Pihahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and pitched in Marah. And they removed from Marah, and came to Elim, palm trees, and in Elim there were 12 fountains of water, and 70 palm trees, and they pitched there. And they removed from Elim, and encamped by the Red Sea. And they removed from the Red Sea, and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they took their journey out of the wilderness of Sin, and encamped in Dophka. And they departed from Dophka, and encamped in Elush. And they removed from Elush, and encamped at Rephidim, where was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim, and pitched in the wilderness of Sinai. And they removed from the desert of Sinai, and pitched at Kibroth Hattaava, graves of those who lusted. And they departed from Kibroth Hattaava, and encamped at Hazeroth. And they departed from Hazeroth, and pitched in Rithma. And they departed from Rithma, and pitched at Rimmon-Perez. And they departed from Rimmon-Perez, and pitched in Libna. And they removed from Libna, and pitched at Rissa. And they journeyed from Rissa, and pitched in Kehelatha. And they went from Kehelatha, and pitched in Mount Shephir. And they removed from Mount Shephir, and encamped in Harada. And they removed from Harada, and pitched in Makaloth. And they removed from Makaloth, and encamped at Tahath. And they departed from Tahath, and pitched at Tara. And they removed from Tara, and pitched in Mithka. And they went from Mithka, and pitched in Hashmana. And they departed from Hashmana, and encamped at Moseroth. And they departed from Moseroth, and pitched in Beniakin. And they removed from Beniakin, and encamped at Horhagidgad. And they went from Horhagidgad, and pitched in Jotbatha. And they removed from Jotbatha, and encamped at Ebrona. And they departed from Ebrona, and encamped at Eziongaber. And they removed from Eziongaber, and pitched in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. And they removed from Kadesh, and pitched in Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, and died there, in the 40th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt. 2552 AH 1490 BC, in the first day of the fifth month. A flat July-August. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. And King Arad the Canaanite, who lived in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. And they departed from Mount Hor, and pitched in Zalmana. And they departed from Zalmana, and pitched in Punan. And they departed from Punan, and pitched in Oboth. And they departed from Oboth, and pitched in Ijabarim, in the border of Moab. And they departed from Eam, and pitched in Dabongad. And they removed from Dabongad, and encamped in Almondablathaim. And they removed from Almondablathaim, and pitched in the mountains of Abarim, before Nebo. And they departed from the mountains of Abarim, and pitched in the plains of Moab by the Jordan River near Jericho. And they pitched by the Jordan River, from Beth-Jesimoth even to Abel-Shittim in the plains of Moab. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you have passed over the Jordan River into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all those who live in the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And you shall dispossess those who live in the land, and live there, because I have given you the land to possess it. And you shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falls, according to the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit. But if you will not drive out those who live in the land from before you, then it shall come to pass, that those which you let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes, and thorns in your sides, and shall harass you in the land in which you live. Moreover, it shall come to pass, that I shall do to you, as I thought to do to them.